Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Is there added incentive for you for the opponent this week?
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and too many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
I'm going to take your mother out to a nice seafood dinner and never call her again. Aaron Rodgers, this is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. I have no idea why that just came to my head.
That is so ridiculous what you just said, but I love it.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Oh my goodness. Aaron Rodgers has gotten in all our heads this week.
That's what he does. And I'm not even mad about it. It's just the way of the league.
And he knows it. The way he's talked about this week lets you know, I know that you know that I know that you're thinking about me.
It's so true. And we've had the discussion. We're going to continue to have it tomorrow because we might not get to do this next year.
We're not going to get to do this next year. The man thrives on main character energy, and here we are giving him what? Main character energy.
I don't know, man. Rich Hill's been out there pitching a long time. I think Brady set the bar for Aaron Rodgers when it came to like age in the league.
Rich Hill doesn't captivate a nation. I'm going to say a nation, not just a city, but a nation the way that Aaron Rodgers does, for better or for worse, because he's so polarizing. And when I say polarizing, it's not that there's just as many people in support of as against. It's just that everyone has an opinion on Aaron Rodgers, because guess what? He's had way too many opinions on everything himself.
No, it's fair. And you know what? People have opinions about opinions. That's kind of why we're here. So let's go to the phone, 312-644-6767. Got to talk to Mario in Hyde Park.
What's up? How you doing lately, Raheemi? What's up, Marshall?
Good morning, Mario.
I'm struggling a little bit, Mario. I'm not going to lie.
That Bulls game last night kept us up.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why I'm awake, but I'm awake. I'm very tired, but I'm awake. just want to say show is dope. You guys are killing it, and I really like it when all three of you are in position, but keep it going. This is really good stuff. The city needs it, so. There's that. I'm tired of all this Aaron Rodgers talk, to be honest with you. And here's why. In a season where the Bears fans have had no expectations outside of them improving, they've improved. Not as good as it's going to be, but it's not as bad as it's been. I don't care who's quarterbacking on Sunday. They play the Steelers, and they have a chance to ruin the Steelers' season by making them lose. And they have a chance to improve their season by beating the Steelers. It makes it so much better that it's Aaron frickin' Rodgers quarterbacking the Steelers team, because they can be beat. And if you can beat the Steelers this week, mission accomplished. As far as he goes, let him play. If he's dumb enough, and if the physio on the Steelers is dumb enough to let a man with a fractured wrist that he'll need to brace himself when he falls, because he's going to fall, if they're dumb enough to let him play, oh, my God, let him play. Hit him in the wrist. You go for the wrist. Oh, you're going with your right hand, but your left hand's broke. Let's break it. Get him. Win this game. You win this game, you can see your fortune changing in that division. And in the league, But to keep going, oh, I'm scared of Aaron Rodgers. I ain't scared of Aaron Rodgers. Number one, I'm not playing. Number two, I'm not scared of Aaron Rodgers.
I love it, Mario.
No, Mario, you're absolutely spot on. I think people want him to play in this game because they want to knock him out this game. That's a real thing.
It's a Cobra Kai sweep the leg mentality.
It's a real thing that could happen this week is that he could start this game and not finish it because he's already injured, so go ahead and further the break.
But he is Cobra Kai. You feel me? You're out Cobra Kai and Cobra Kai. That's what's going on here. You're Ralph Macchio sweeping the leg. That's the idea. Made too many references this morning already.
I think the Cobra Kai thing, if people have seen the series, they understand that there's a moment in the series, the first season, in which Johnny, that's his name, right? The blonde-haired kid?
I think so. I just know him as like the blonde Cobra Kai kid.
Yeah, yeah. He tells the story of the Karate Kid, the original movie, from his vantage point, and it makes Daniel's son sound like a big bully. And I know in Aaron Rodgers' mind, because we know his mind is just a very interesting place, that's how he sees this, is everyone coming at him. But you know what? You're not that guy, Aaron Rodgers. You're the other guy. You're the bad guy in this scenario.
Let's hear Aaron Rodgers' side of it.
Do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there a little bit? Sort of enjoy that?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. And since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can't. Don't expect them to. But I really enjoy the city. They got great sportsmen. I grew up watching WGN on my five-channel TV back in the day. So I was a Cubs fan and a Bulls fan. How can I be a Bulls fan unless you don't like Michael Jordan? I did. I loved them. So it was a lot of fun memories over the years playing there.
I mean, who didn't have WGN?
I know I did.
Yeah.
That's how I watched the Cubs, some White Sox games, and the Bulls growing up. I get it.
And Saved by the Bell.
Yes, I get it. The Superstation was a thing. Listen, I love how Aaron Rodgers, in that answer, tries to soften like who he is.
I hope they no.
That is a far cry from I own you, I still own you.
That's who he's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, understand
this
that.
This whole, like, calm, I'm immunized, whatever he wants to say, press conference mantra, that's not the same dude in a game. And that's my point here.
608 on the text line. Sweep the wrist.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my mentality about it.
Sweep the leg.
But the concept of get the win however you can and take advantage of every possible advantage is, of course, the business decision. That, of course, makes the most sense.
That's not what you're here for, though, is it?
No. Let's hear what Caleb Williams had to say about whether or not he wants to see Aaron Rodgers face to face.
Do I hope he plays? Yeah. You always want, their best out there. And he's one of the best in the world. And he's been one of the best in the world for, you know, however long he's been in the league. And so you always want to go versus the best when you play. And, hopefully get to, say what's up to him, shake his hand after.
Game recognizes game.
I think it's funny the responses we got to the idea of a jersey swap.
I'm telling you, this gets a lot of people going.
People were like, yeah, if they win, that's fine. If they lose, absolutely not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right.
708. Get that Michael Jordan love out of your mouth. Twitch chat is having fun with this too. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our Twitch mob is strong and they're having a good time with the conversation. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are our video team. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping us out and producing as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. So I needed to hear what everybody else had to say. You know, the guys who were actually, their job is to do this. And the pros.
To stop Aaron Rodgers, some of their job is, specifically.
But what about, like, Ben Johnson, who wants to embarrass his opponents? Can't you see Ben Johnson being in Cobra Kai? You can.
Oh, absolutely.
You can. You can totally see Ben Johnson wanting to sweep the leg. So what did he have to say?
How are you as a competitor that would be disappointed if you don't have a chance to play against Rodgers?
Well, I'm not playing, so I'm okay.
You know what I mean.
But I've got a lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers. He's done this at a high level for an incredible amount of time, and if he's ready to go this week, would love nothing more to compete against him.
Professional answer, diplomatic, calm.
It's what we've come to expect out of one Ben Johnson. Also, I know Layla Rahimi's like, yeah, right.
But you know his face on Sundays. The cutaways to Ben Johnson. You know what he's thinking during a game.
That face and that pen clicking. Those are the things that stay with me.
I don't have my those pen out right now.
I got you. With the index finger. Don't forget, it's with the index finger.
Maniacal pen clicking.
Also, one of the texters had asked, because we talk about the 25-5 record, including what one of those wins, I believe, was on the way to a Packers Super Bowl win. So there's that. They asked which quarterbacks beat Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, you know what? I'm trying to remember. And 2008, Kyle Orton.
That's Ortman to you.
2010, Jay Cutler. 2013, Josh McCown. 2015, Cutler again, and in 2018, the last time that Aaron Rodgers lost to the Chicago Bears, it was Mitch Trubisky. So those are your five instances in which the Bears won. And now Caleb Williams has a chance to etch his name into the record books and join those four names as the only Bears quarterbacks to ever defeat Aaron Rodgers in a combined 31 attempts. That's what could happen this Sunday.
All right, that's it. He personifies what people have been dealing with the Packers' success for so long. And you can put them on the Jets and you can bring them here with the Steelers, but that is it. So you heard from Ben Johnson, you heard from Caleb Williams. Let's get a more, I think the guy who actually has to face him, actually has to oppose him on the field. One of them being Kevin Byard. So he was asked about this.
Obviously know the history with this city and Aaron Rodgers, so I'll be highly, I know he's going to do ever his best to try to go out there and play. We're all expecting him to play. We're preparing for him to play. You know, obviously got the most respect for him, future Hall of Famer, you know, all that good stuff. I've had some battles with him in my career. I think I'm 1-1. But, I mean, he's still doing it at a very high level. His arm talent is obviously always going to be there. He's so smart. He knows where to go with the ball in every single snap. And, yeah, I mean, and it's funny because even though he's in year 20, he's still doing a really good job of escaping the pocket. It's hard to really sack him or whatever. So everybody on his defense and his team wants to play Aaron Rodgers, and I would expect him to get it.
Professional answer, Kevin Byard.
He's right there in line with his head coach, Ben Johnson. I can't wait to see this. Also, this I was reminded by a texter, 847. Meatball Machine is going to be on fire on Sunday, one way or another. I propose, guys, Meatball Machine on Friday leading into the Aaron Rodgers foray.
Meatball Machine.
Also, don't forget about that game in 2015. That was that Green Bay. That was the Thanksgiving game that I brought up.
Cutler? Yeah.
That was Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Tell him I said blank you. So what we know is the snark and the snark have to cancel each other out. And Jay Cutler was better that day. Huh? Sometimes it's about how you look at it. If you want to chat more about this, I actually have some time tonight. I'm not kidding. I don't have to do a show. I'm just hanging out. Come to Captain Jack's Beverages in Oak Forest tonight from 5:30 to 7. You can meet me and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. I'm really looking forward to that conversation. And it's all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. That's right, Aaron Rodgers. Listen to Remy Martin, not you. All right, maybe I'm into this too much.
I can't make it to that particular event, but I wish you all the best, and I hope that...
We need a playlist. Like, we need, like, Till I Collapse and Never Scared, and, like, we need just a bunch of bangers.
Are you scared?
No, that's the point.
Okay.
I've got to, like, do cardio to get...
Well, you know, what I listen to when I do cardio? Soft R&B.
Not me. Yeah, I need all the help I can get.
No, I like to stay in a calm state as I glide down the street on my run.
Were you in a calm state when you watched this Bulls game?
I was in such a calm state that I fell asleep in the third quarter, woke up this morning, and watched the rest of the game at 4 a.m. That's not a lie. That's what happened.
Bulls, can you not keep me up until midnight? Another buzzer beater. What a wild game against Portland. We're going to examine it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.